The Oregon Shakespeare Festival is a really big deal, not just in Southern Oregon, but nationally.
Currently listed in most calendars of international events, the Oregon Shakespearean Festival attracts audiences and performers from many parts of the world to its open-air stage house, located between the Cascades and the Siskiyous in Southern Oregon.
That's what NBC Radio had to say about it back in 1966. Today, more than 300,000 people traveled to Ashland to watch an OSF performance during its eight-month season. That's a lot of foot traffic for a small city of about 22,000 people. So when locals heard that the company suffered a $2 million hit last summer, they took notice. OSF pinned its losses on wildfire smoke, which filled the skies for weeks last summer. It subsequently laid off 16 employees. Then its executive director announced she wouldn't renew her contract, effectively quitting her position. Artistic director Bill Rausch has a term for what the nonprofit is going through.
That's growing pains of a vibrant and successful organization.
This is Rausch's last season with OSF after accepting a new position in New York City. Rausch helped grow OSF to what it is today, performing modern versions of Shakespeare plays, introducing musicals, and hiring more employees of color. Also during his tenure, OSF has frequently spent more than it's earned. It's had operational deficits in five of the last 7 years. When I asked Rausch about the deficits, he explained that many nonprofits have deficit years. That's just the nature of mission-driven work.
The goals of a nonprofit organization are different from the goals of a for-profit corporation. OSF does not exist to make money. OSF exists to change people's lives through the power of live performance.
OSF is looking to fill its top two positions this year, including Rausch's position. In fact, it's seen a lot of leadership turnover in recent years, including its director of development, director of finance, chief financial officer, company manager, and director of human resources, to name a few.
House lights coming down.
When OSF stagehands returned to work to prepare this season, they arrived to low morale following last year's layoffs and incessant smoke. OSF had to cancel a record 25 performances, and it moved many others from the outdoor Elizabethan Theater to an indoor theater at the Ashland High School. I spoke to stagehand Amanda Sager at a nearby coffee shop. She told me that last summer, her team awoke every morning, not knowing where they would be that day or how long they were going to work.
The crews who went into about 2 months of overtime and double time, it didn't feel like we had management leading us through this. It felt like we, the crew, were carrying this through.
OSF administrators didn't show much enthusiasm about its stagehands joining a union. They held forums with employees to discuss alternatives. When I asked Rausch about that, an OSF spokesman monitoring the interview stepped in.
Do you know if OSF invested any money in preventing the union from forming?
You're just trying to be hard-hitting with your questions today, aren't you?
April, I would say that that's a question on the executive director side of things.
Yeah.
Okay. OSF doesn't have an executive director right now. It has an interim director who's been on the job for less than a month. Stagehand Amanda Sager says all of this, the deficits, the high turnover, the chaotic smoky summers, are reflective of a company that needs a better plan.
Removing the fire and smoke season conversations, yes, that's a big part of it, but there's also another part of it, which is strategically planning your budget.
But board chair Gail Lope says OSF has a better plan. It began outlining a new business model well before the layoffs.
At the same time that we eliminated and consolidated some positions, going into the future, we're going to actually be doing some new hiring. And we're doing that particularly in the areas of a staff that are responsible for revenue generation.
So OSF will start focusing more on donations. Lopes says this just might strengthen its finances. With that and the new leadership, there's no telling how these changes will affect what people see on stage or how they will impact the economy of a small town that relies on its success. April Ehrlich, GPR News.
In the interest of full disclosure, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival provides underwriting funding to JPR.